Welcome back to 200 Peachtree Radio, powered by Business Radio X. We are wrapping up the Global Connect event out here at the Grand Atrium, and we have with us Mr. Ray Gilbert. Welcome to the show, man.
Ah, bonsoir, mes amis. How are you?
Now you're going to throw out the foreign language, too, would it?
I heard it the last one, yeah. Gin dobre, whatever.
You translate that? I don't think so.
That's as good as it gets.
So, Ray, you were the brainchilds behind this event today. How do you think it went?
It was a blast. It worked. End of story. It worked. And I would emphasize one thing. If you look at what we've done tonight, that's a building block. I got nothing but accolades all through the night, and it was you know, I like my ego stroke like the next person, but I would recommend it says, don't compare against where you've been, start looking at where you could take it. And tonight was just a stepping stone, and it was brilliant. I think the venue, more than anything else, made it happen.
That helped a lot, huh? There was a nice flow. I mean, it felt like people just kept circling, going round and around.
Yeah, if you look out there, there was a load of people smiling. There was no grumpy ones chasing me all over the place saying, you know, why'd you put me here, why'd you put me there? It was all happy stuff. That was fantastic. And I think this venue and the layout worked. The key point at the whole thing tonight was all about
the radio.
It was a radio, number one. Right.
Right.
Second thing. No, there was just one.
That was
a radio.
So what do you think the head count was?
I made about 800 pre-registered. I reckon we had about 1,300, 1,400 there.
Wow. Yeah, there was a lot of people here.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I mean,
how was Delta? Delta was a key player in this whole thing. How do you think they did? Were they happy with this?
Yeah, I mean, Delta support a very large number of the Chambers of Commerce, the International Chambers of Commerce in Atlanta. And I think they've got so much closer tonight with this particular event. They've got more trust and rapport and respect in what they're doing, and I think we can build on that. And without Delta, I'm telling you, a lot of these chambers would struggle. They're such a great, crowd of people that invest in these chambers and make it happen.
Well, a lot of people were talking about the importance of international travel
in
their
business.
Man,
they sure were.
Yeah. And what gets me is, I mean, more than anything else, I mean, I was saying, I'm proud of being Scottish, but, man, I'm proud of this global city of ours, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
So what's next for you guys? This has got to have you so inspired to do the next thing.
You going to do it again?
World domination. World domination. This is the first step. I think this gave me the idea that what we'll do is we'll take about a week's breather, and then we'll meet up with some key players like Kwanzaa Hall, who's in the international section of the city. And after 1 week's gap, we get together, we brainstorm, and we take it to the next level. It points to me to saying, let's do this in the next 6 months, never mind a year.
Oh, so you were thinking a year at first, and now you're going to speed that up and see if we can get two of these done in a year?
That would be my impression after tonight, don't you? I mean,
yeah,
it was a bomb. It just worked.
And they're just hungry for this. The people here were just eating this up. They couldn't wait to meet the next person.
You don't want to have it every single month because it will lose its color.
Specialness, right.
Yeah, exactly. But I think a year's too long. I think if you look at the key word tonight was nothing more than the simple single word collaboration, period.
Right.
Right, no individual chamber can get this number of people at this type of a venue, period. We pull them all together, and it just takes off. I don't know, maybe Mr. Obama and all those guys over at Washington can start looking at collaboration as well before we hit that.
You think so?
I don't
think so.
Do you think not?
They're kind of ingrained in the way of thinking.
See, I'm allowed to say that because I'm not in the political arena. I can say what I want without
being
rude. But collaboration, it's like, you know, there's a problem we've got to solve. Let's pull it together. This is an example of it. It's
right. Cool. And everybody benefited.
Oh, absolutely. You know, 1,400 people tonight. Wow.
Yeah, it was a good turnout. Now, is there anything you'd change in the future? What do you think that we need more of, and what do you think we need less of?
I'm always conscious about the fact that we had the Chambers of Commerce and the sponsor tables. We couldn't get them all on this atrium floor. There was just too many. It was just too popular. So we had to put some in the mezzanine floor, and that affected the flow. And I really do apologize if that went the wrong way for some of the chambers, but that's just because of popularity.
Right.
But beyond that, I see so many things that went right more than wrong.
Right.
I think, first of all, if you start with the actual venue, the venue is just magnificent, period, right? The second thing is we got a brand name, Global Connect, that is self-explanatory as you'll ever need, right? You don't need 15 words if two say what you're trying to do, Global Connect, and it tied in with the Delta theme as well as the networking theme. And then the third thing was, and thanks to you guys at Atlanta Business Radio as well, was the promotion that we did was beyond the norm. Receiving a proclamation from Atlanta City Council was a great buzz. Right. We can build on that. That was really three or four people. That was Sanjay Patel and myself and Caitlin Shah and Daniel Bowers, that were the core people to making it happen.
Right.
You don't need 40 people in a committee
right.
to get things going.
You just
going.
Need highly motivated people.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard of this Sanjay guy, but I just...
He's a ghost.
He's like he's like a mystery man, you know? You hear of him, but he's never around.
Sanjay's a young guy who's in a BABG, the British American Business Group Young Professional. He's got an extremely wise older head on a young pair of shoulders. The guy is seriously connected. He's working with his family, with diplomat companies. Just one of the most connected guys that I've come across since I came here.
Yeah, so he was here tonight?
No.
You saw him? Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
They seek him here, they seek him there.
We tried to get an interview with him, but the guy is just very difficult. Maybe you can make some calls.
Well, get my people to call his people and see if we can set up. He's a shy boy, what can I tell you? Yeah.
Maybe if we had a few beers here, we can get him.
He's a good guy, you know, I mean... He's a Liverpool supporter, which is, you know, a bit two out of three ain't bad, but I mean, seriously connected guy. He's the one that connected us a lot, I mean, you know, with 200 Peachtree. And like I said, that was probably one of the key things that made this event happen.
That's right. You need a venue that can hold that kind of people in kind of an open area like this and not feel like it's, you know, everybody separated. So.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, the food vendors, I was surprised at just how much food they were providing. I think the only thing that was left over was the haggis that I provided.
Is that what you brought home? Is that what's in that little doggy bag of yours?
That's exactly right, yeah. I mean, this was freshly shot haggis from the mountain slopes of Ben Nevis in Morley, Scotland.
People don't appreciate that kind of stuff.
And I'd like to emphasize that the haggis was shot in the most humane way possible.
Yeah, of course.
That's important to note.
The food vendors, you know, that were through there, I think they did a fantastic job, you know, nibbling your way around the world. And they really did us proud.
How many food vendors did you have? Do you remember?
18 to 20, I think. And they were covering pretty much every corner of the globe as well. Yeah, there was about 20 there. I thought at first we were going to get lots of snacks and people thought they might be coming to a banquet, which was not the case. It's a networking event with food supply.
No,
but they actually provided more food than we'll ever need.
Right. Well, it was like one of those taste of... things, you know, it was like international taste of the world kind of thing at Global Connect, because you could, like you said, go around the room and sample the whole globe.
Yeah, yeah. Apart from the haggis, obviously.
Well, Ray, job well done, man, and thanks for inviting us to be a part of it.
Stone, I love the way that you guys backed us up there, and with all due respect, guys, without you, I don't think we'd have got quite the success we did. Thank you so much for all your help, and thanks for being here tonight.
You are more than welcome, and we'll do it again sometime.
All right. Good luck, guys.
Well, that's it for us tonight. Our guest, Ray Gilbert, and Stone Payton, and my buddy Lee Cantor, we're going to sign off for this evening, coming to you live from the Global Connect event at 200 Peachtree.